We all know that smoking tobacco is bad for you. In fact, it will kill you.
Or maybe save you.
Come again.
I was saying that sometimes tobacco might save your life if you're a hornworm caterpillar.
Sorry, still not with you, Yael.
Okay, Don, how about this? Imagine you're a hornworm caterpillar.
Okay, I guess.
And now, imagine that you're minding your own business when suddenly you're attacked by a vicious wolf spider. What do you do?
Run away? Or maybe give up and get eaten?
No, because earlier you took a few bites from a tobacco leaf.
Wait, doesn't tobacco contain nicotine? And isn't nicotine toxic? Why would I poison myself?
Ah, there's the rub. This particular type of caterpillar has a gene that enables it to use the nicotine to its advantage. Once they eat some tobacco, they're then able to puff out little clouds of nicotine vapor through holes in their sides, called spiracles. The nicotine puffs work as a sort of warning to predators, such as wolf spiders, that the caterpillars are toxic and not worth having for lunch.
Cool. So instead of having to endure being bitten to send a warning, the caterpillars have a sort of built-in chemical defense system that warns predators from a distance.
Exactly, which goes to show that consuming tobacco can be quite good for your well-being if you're a hornworm caterpillar.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Our web address again is amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.